You're probably familiar with the Scottish kilt, the pleated, tartan, skirt-like garment worn on special occasions by Scottish men. You're probably less familiar with the sporran. That's the fur-covered pouch that's worn in front of the kilt, usually hanging from a chain wrapped around the waist. It serves an important purpose. A kilt has no pockets, so the sporran is where you stash your keys, your cash, or whatever else you need to carry with you. Most sporrans are made from seal skin, but Kate McPherson, a sporran maker in the Scottish Highlands, makes her sporrans from the pelts of many other animals. And Kate, I understand that some of the animals you turn into sporrans come from roadkills, animals that have been accidentally run over on the road. Tell me, why roadkill?
It's because a lot of the species are protected, and so that's the only way you can get to use them. Some of them need licenses, but some don't. The badger particularly is one of the most popular ones, and pine martens and things like that.
These are animals that are commonly run over and turn up as roadkill.
Yes, yeah, sadly, and there's a lot of badgers around these days. They're still protected, but you don't need a license, but you can use them, whereas some of the popular animals in the sort of Victorian times, like wildcats and otters, you can't touch at all, even if they're roadkill.
And you also get some animals left over from shooting lodges and that sort of thing?
Yes, I use deer skins and pheasants and ducks and also vermin, the mink.
Now, your sporrans are a little unusual in that you often keep the animals' heads on them. So whereas a typical sporran might look like a fur-covered pouch, yours are much more noticeable, aren't they? Tell me about what the sporrans you make actually look like.
Well, I trained as a taxidermist, so I try and do the heads as realistically as possible, but also as flat as possible, so a bit of artistic license and to fit big ears in as well to squash them down a bit. And the head usually lifts up as the flap to get into the sporran.
So if someone looks at your website, and we have a link to it at theworld.org, there's a photo gallery there with lots of photos of sporrans you've made, many different animals. What are some of the strangest animals you've turned into sporrans?
I suppose maybe the kangaroo and the cockerel and various mink ones with sort of two and three heads on. And at the moment, someone's asking me to do a hedgehog, which I'm still thinking about. Not sure whether it'd be big enough.
Where did you come across the kangaroo?
Well, that was sent to me from Australia with its licenses and everything, and I put it together.
Someone came to you, or you actually wanted to do it?
No, somebody came to me. It was a commission. Half of the ones I do are commissions for people, so people come up with all sorts of wacky ideas, or you know, something they've happened to find, or skins of bits and pieces they've found in attics. And a lot of people have got their grandmother's old fox and mink stoles, so I convert all sorts of bits of leather and fur.
How did the kangaroo come out?
Oh, it was good, but rather large. but I think I always knew it was going to be rather large. But it was good fun.
Is there anything you wouldn't turn into a sporran?
Yes, I would be very loath to do people's pets. Quite a few people joke and ask about that. But I think however well you made a cat look like a cat, you would never be able to recreate the sort of expression that that person would remember their cat with, and so you'll probably never get a happy customer.
Now, I know some animal rights activists really don't like what you do. Do you get many complaints?
No, not really. I've had a few articles in papers recently where they've tried to get some controversial views, but I've only had a couple of very polite emails from anti-fur people. But on the whole, about 90% of everything has been positive because, you know, nothing's being killed specifically for the sporran, and everything used would be wasted otherwise. So it's sort of ethically sourced materials.
Are you actually using the rest of the animal in some way as well?
Well, things like pheasants I get, I eat the rest of the bird, so you know, nothing's wasted. And from my point of view, everything would be thrown away or rotted otherwise, and you'd never see the beauty of them.
Sporran maker Kate McPherson talking to us from Inverness, Scotland. Thank you very much.
Thank you.